at them, and I put the two cubes together to make a rectangular molecule. And when I make a rectangular molecule, the electrons in one of the dimensions can spread out. They can go from a tightly confined arrangement, they spread out over the whole cube. And when they spread out over the whole cube, their kinetic energy goes down. And it's this decrease in kinetic energy that really holds covalent bonds together. Right? You learn there's two atoms, they share electrons. The sharing is nice, but we need somewhere an energy. And it's the kinetic energy that goes down when the atoms come together and the electron wave functions spread out. So now I want to estimate the size of this energy by comparing the energy of two electrons in two cubes, each L by L by L, and the two electrons in one rectangular molecule that's L by L by 2L. And I calculated those energies out. And the difference, the decrease in energy, turns out in this case to be 14 electron volts. Now, sometimes with covalent bonds, people try to convince you that it's you have the two positive nuclei and there's negative charge somehow on average in between, and that's holding it together. But that's not really where the strength of the bond comes from. Most of it is this decrease in kinetic energy. And when you estimate it like this, it's also electron volts. And electron volts is the right energy levels for a covalent bond. And then you think, oh, that's kind of a coincidence that the covalent bonds and the ionic bonds are both a few electron volts. But it's not really a coincidence, because to do the ionic bond calculation, I started with the distance of 0.2 nanometers. And to calculate this energy out, I also had to choose the size of the box. And the energy depends on the size of the box. I chose, again, 0.2 nanometers, and then it gave me this 14 electron volts. And a few angstroms, that's the... an angstrom is about the size of an atom that we calculated using the uncertainty relationship. So this is the length scale where the energy of the Coulomb force is about equal to the kinetic energy. So it's not really a coincidence that the ionic bonds and covalent bonds both have about an energy of a few electrons.